This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto.
So Terry, it was an interesting game on Sunday. We thought that this matchup between Baker Mayfield and Deshaun Watson was going to be fantastic, but Baker finally had his rookie game.
Did he ever? In the first half, it was like a Deshaun Kaiser, who's he throwing it to game. It's like he's just running around, just firing into the end zone and praying. And, you know, there's like a Browns guy there surrounded by, it seemed like, 47 defenders. And
yeah.
So, halftime, they're down 23-0. Baker's thrown three interceptions. He only completed five passes, 46 yards. He looked just horrible. Then the question is, how's it going to be in the second half? And he came out, and he threw for 350 yards. I mean, he was not able to really get the Browns back in the game. But no more interceptions. What I liked is that means he went and looked at, you know, tapes, made some adjustments the second half, and frankly pulled himself out of the mental rut he was in and played pretty well. This game, in many ways, is a really good sign for the growth of a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, but there was so much like, well, there goes our quarterback. You know, yeah. He has a bad game, and then that's it.
I was getting these things at halftime. Well, yeah, franchise quarterback, my right. butt. You know, that kind of thing. Really? All right. Let's take a big picture look. I just did this. Of all the rookie quarterbacks starting, Baker's the only one who's thrown more touchdowns than interceptions this season. In fact, it's 18-10. It's a really big ratio.
Wow.
By the way, last year, Deshaun Kaiser, 22 interceptions, and he lost six fumbles.
Yeah, the previous quarterback.
Yes.
Rookie quarterback.
Baker's only lost two fumbles. That's the fewest of any quarterback. He's the only quarterback completing more than 60% of his passes in terms of rookies. Mm. I mean, right now, when you look at a guy with 18 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 63% completion, and lost two fumbles, that's like a top 10 or 12 quarterback in the NFL, period.
Okay.
It's not an all-star, but it's like you look at that. Then you take the fact that he is a rookie, and it wasn't like people talked about Carson Wentz at Philadelphia, and Wentz had an excellent rookie season. But Wentz went to a team the previous 3 years was 24-24. He went to at least a middle-of-the-road team.
Decent.
This guy, when he came in, the Browns were, let's take, you know, they were 1-32-1 when he came in to rescue them and win that Jets game.
Right, right.
So that's who he came to. And you look out there and say, well, who's he really throwing to?
That's the other thing.
Antonio Callaway, who, you know, makes a great play in fumbles. Jarvis Landry's above average, but he's not an all-star. Mm. Rashard Higgins, who's okay. A bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
And he's handing it off to Nick Chubb. His roommate is a fellow rookie, too.
Right.
So I guess then you put those numbers in the context of the team he came to and what he's doing. That's why when Greg Williams was asked at his press conference Monday, are you worried about any concerns, any worries? He said, none, zero, absolutely none about Baker. Because this guy's been around and he's seen it. Now, granted, even if he had some, you probably wouldn't say any, but he was absolutely emphatic about it. And because he came out in that second half and played better. Now, I do think Houston changed some of their strategy and was more passive and it helped him. But J.J. Watt, he's a star for the Texans and a terrific defensive end. He said most rookie quarterbacks, after a half like that, as he called it, crawl into a hole in the second half.
Exactly. That's what you'd expect.
Yeah. He just came out firing and, you know, it just, I mean, at the baseline, the Browns are at a pretty good quarterback right now with a chance for him to get, I think, appreciably better.
Yeah.
So when I looked at that game, that's what I came away with. And you can go around the rest of the league, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold. They're all Lamar Jackson. You know, they're all just getting their heads beat in. You know, it's a small thing. But remember early in the year where Mayfield's getting sacked all the time and everything?
Yeah.
And the worries of getting beat up. Well, the last three games, he's not been sacked at all. Now, part of it is the offensive line is better. But part is they sat down with all these films and videos, showed him, you're holding onto the ball too long. You need to roll out more. And that's the new offensive coordinator, Freddie Kitchens, changed some things around. Mm. This guy, in other words, you know, he's got all the swagger and this, and I'm waking up feeling dangerous and stuff. And, you know, he's like, look, he's a product of the age of social media and everything else. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to studying the game, he's old school. He knows, I got to learn this stuff. I've got to be willing to adapt.
And that's the difference.
That's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and he's good enough to do it. My guess is Deshaun Kizer, I thought was pretty bright, was probably showing a lot of these things. He's just not good enough to do it.
Interesting.
You know, you could be told, for example, you know, you could play a little banjo, but that doesn't mean, you know, they show you pictures of the Cleveland Orchestra. It doesn't mean you're ready to go join them.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.